Valhalla. Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat. Tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town.
Everybody scream.
It's town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and how you scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
And slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Hear our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash and vomiting trace.
I am the who in the cold who stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tinderlums everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween. In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Woman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king. Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
This is Mimi and Gracie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And this is All the Geets.
So if you haven't guessed...
you have a bad guessing ability. But,
basically, we are having a Halloween theme.
Yes, Halloween.
Which is so exciting.
So spoopy.
So spoopy. We're really excited.
Yeah.
Halloween is actually not one of my favorite holidays.
Boo.
But actually, boo. But I do, I think it's fun. I think there's definitely, I think because I'm just, I get too scared of things.
I love, especially when I was younger, I loved Halloween. And now it's just become like, I feel like something I did love, but I can't devote any time to.
Because,
you know, it's like, you don't even realize it's Halloween until it's like October 27th and you're like, oh shit, I have no costumes and I haven't watched Halloween Town and my life is falling apart.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think Halloween music is underrated because we have like Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. I love Christmas music. I was listening to the Nutcracker today.
Okay, so someone's really ready for Christmas.
Right.
And then there's not really such thing as like Thanksgiving music.
No.
Or like... I guess there's maybe like 2 4th of July songs you can play, but like Halloween actually has music.
It does, yeah.
But no one thinks about it, so that's kind of what we're trying to do tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some Halloween music awareness to the world.
True.
We're just here to make the world a better place. So we have some really cheesy great, great quality songs coming up for you tonight.
It is a smorgasbord of songs.
Yep.
You will never know what you're about to see. But, so we have I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone next.
Sounds good. Here we go.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Mimi, what is your favorite Halloween movie?
My favorite Halloween movie? You know, I really like The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
Which I would have to argue that Halloween Town 1
yeah.
is a good contender.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to go with Nightmare Before Christmas for sure.
I would be between Hocus Pocus.
Okay, that's a good one.
And Halloween Town.
Hmm.
But I like, did you used to watch, like, the Disney Channel original Halloween movies?
Did I?
I don't, there's, like, a few of them. I really liked them. There was, like, they weren't, like, explicitly Halloween movies.
Okay.
But, like, there was, like, my dad, or my mom's on a date with a vampire.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And, oh, yeah.
Let's see.
Or my babysitter is a werewolf or something.
My babysitter is a vampire.
A vampire.
I like recently, I love kids TV.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I'm like bored, like I really love to watch it. Mm-hmm. So I recently watched the entire series of My Babysitter is a Vampire.
Wow.
It was.
Quality TV.
Bad.
Oh.
Twitches?
No. Twitches. Oh, wait, that's like really on the top of my list. I don't know how I'm going to beat that. I always, like, really hoped that somehow I would have, like, a twin out there in the world
uh-huh.
that had also that magical powers. Yeah, and I would just, like, sit in my room and, like, look at things and try to move it with my mind.
Did you see?
I'm yet to find my twin.
Don't Look Under the Bed.
No, but that sounds so scary.
It was terrifying. It's, like, this person, like, has, like, somebody living under, like, not like a person, like it's a spirit living under his bed. And then he goes into a, like, a different world. Terrifying.
That sounds like my biggest nightmare.
Yeah, no, honestly. So
yeah, there was, okay, did you ever watch the Goosebump movies?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, okay, they were so scary. Like, I just remember there was this one about this, like, doll that came to life.
I hate that so much.
And I just remember watching it with my friend, like my best friend when we were little. And she also had a doll in her closet.
No.
And we just, like, did not sleep all night. Like,
as you shouldn't.
Yeah. And then we just kept, and the worst part is that after watching these Goosebump movies, we would be so terrified. And then the next day we'd go back to the library and get more of these Goosebump movies. So it would
the
be
cycle
like just
continues.
Nights on end without sleeping. It was terrible.
That's not good.
Yep. Yeah. Scary movies. I still can't do scary movies. Can you do scary movies?
Oh, no. I literally, I'm supposed to have a scary movie night on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've simply never seen a scary movie before
mm-hmm.
because watching the trailers alone terrifies me.
Oh, it is a big accomplishment mm-hmm. if I can sit through an entire scary movie trailer without closing my eyes.
I scream. First off...
I scream
anytime something jumps out at me.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just gonna be really embarrassing.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely that person that, like, at party, like at little, like, get together mm-hmm. nights when they're all like, let's watch a scary movie together. I'm that person that shuts it down.
Like, I will leave. I have no shame.
And, like, sometimes I'm the ride for other people and I'm like, I don't care. We are going home right now. I'm not watching this scary movie.
If you want to watch a light rom-com, I would love to do that.
I'm here to watch a Christmas movie mm-hmm. or a Thanksgiving movie. Halloween horror movie?
The worst.
No way. Yeah. No, I can't even look at, like, covers. Like, DVD covers. Like, I'm so glad Blockbuster is gone. Yes. Strictly for the reason that I can't pass by the Halloween, like, the scary movie section
so
anymore.
Scary.
It was terrifying.
I hate when it's, like, all bloody, too. Like, I don't need to see that.
No. No one needs to see that. But, yes.
We have, like, some classic Halloween music coming up.
Ooh, what's coming up next?
So we have Monster Mash.
Ooh.
Then a little Ghostbusters.
Oh my gosh.
Then a little Time Warp. So strap in.
All right, here we go.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash
cool! Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash cool!
Monster mash cool!
Afraid of no ghosts. afraid of no ghosts. You just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't do it. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Louder.
Astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the thrill with dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
So we were just talking about some scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a scary story that I'm going to tell Mimi.
Okay.
Keep in mind, it's not good.
Okay. I'm really scared right now.
So one day, a babysitter is at a house.
Yes.
And she is in her, like, she's putting the kids to bed, right?
Yeah.
And there, and she's like, says goodbye to the parents, and everything is fine, and she's putting the kids to bed, and she sees, like, the kids have a lot of toys, and there's this, like, life-size clown doll that,
I don't mess with clown dolls. That's no.
No? You don't
No, keep going, keep going. Okay. I gotta hear. You started, you know?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
She's like, that's a little weird, but, you know, like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, like, puts the kid to sleep, goes to watch TV, comes back, one of the kids is missing, and she goes, oh, no, that's not good. So she goes, she, like, looks around, and she's like, can't find the kid, and she's, like a little bit worried, but, like, not worried, like, she didn't hear any screaming or anything. Mm-hmm. So she goes back, and then she, like, checks on the kids, and the other kid's missing, and she's like, oh, no, like, fuck, like, what's happening? Like, is somebody in the house? And then she calls the parents, and she's like, the two kids are missing. And I went to check in their room, and the only thing that's gone is the clown doll. And they're like, what clown doll?
No. That's, no.
The clown was a real person.
That's not okay. Oh, that's creepy.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, but also scary.
That's terrifying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I think as soon as I'd see, like, a life-size clown doll in somebody's right. house,
I'm like, out. you'd be a little suspicious for yeah. sure.
Like this. What are you doing with this? You know,
like if she was that, like she and like they. I don't know how the kids didn't like notice that the life-size clown doll was there.
That is quite the question.
But it happened.
Yeah, it did. Apparently,
no.
According to legend.
It's, like, the stupidest, scary story, but it's the only one I know, so.
I mean, that thoroughly creeped me out because I've been in clown fear mode for the last couple weeks.
That's true.
Yeah. No, that's scary.
So.
You just reminded me why I don't like scary stories that much. Just kidding. No, that was good. That was a good one. Well, can I respond with a very nice Halloween joke?
Yes, definitely.
What's a monster's favorite bean?
Wait, let me think.
Mm-hmm.
A favorite bean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What is it?
A human bean. Ba-dum-tsh.
Actually bad. The okay. worst Halloween joke I've ever heard.
Okay, wait.
Why didn't the ghost go to the dance?
Why didn't the ghost?
He had no body to go with.
That's just sad, actually.
What happened when the cannibal showed up late for dinner?
What?
They gave him the cold shoulder.
Okay, but actually, mm-hmm. did you ever watch Casper?
The Friendly Ghost?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That just made me sad. You know, like, he didn't have a body to go with. I'm having, you know, PTSD from sad Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
True.
Do you remember when his, like, mom shows up at the end?
Vaguely.
I don't really remember this movie very much. I just remember it being sad. Maybe I'm just recalling this movie terribly.
I believe you.
Yeah. No, my favorite, though, was, like, the Casper with Lizzie McGuire. Did you ever see that one? She was, like, a witch.
It's sounding familiar.
But, like, no witch that anyone had ever seen. Like, uh-huh. She was really cute, and she wore these, like, red overalls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of made me want to be, like, a cool witch with being friends with Casper.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was a cool one. All right, one more before our next song.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta make this a good one. Okay. What room does a ghost not need?
Oh, I know this one. A living room!
Hey! Alright, what's up next?
Okay, we have a little Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
And then we have werewolf theme songs with Werewolves of London and Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
Let's go. That sounds good.
Under the moonlight, close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it to life.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Oh man, Trey, look up at the sky.
It's a full moon on the Sabbath.
This is scary.
Break it down.
I was working late on my half Torah when I heard a knock on my bedroom door. I opened it up, and to my surprise, there was a werewolf standing there with glowing gold eyes. He says, "Tomorrow, my son, you will be a man. But tonight's the time to join the wolfing clan. Tomorrow you will stand at the beamer and pray. Tonight, let's gaze at the moon and bathe. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf for mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves."
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Oh. The next day, what happened? The Torah didn't teach.
Oh, this man.
I got up in front of everyone to give my little speech. Then my teeth turned into fangs and my nails into claws. And I nearly dropped the Torah when my hands turned into paws. I growled and I roared and my rabbi did as well. It was a fucking werewolf zoo at Temple Beth Emanuel.
Hey, man, where'd you learn all these Jewish words?
My manager, Harvey Lemmings. Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves.
I just don't think the idea of the song can sustain itself for that long. It seems a little sweaty now, so.
This whole premise is sweaty. We had a reception at the Larchmont Country Club. They served a real nice brisket and an 8-foot party sub. I danced with my cousins. I got money from my folks. We had a lot of fun making circumcision jokes. Then I remembered the premise of my song. I was at a nice reception, but the werewolf part was gone. So we pulled ourselves together and we're wolfmen again. Just in time for monster fight to begin.
No.
The country club employees were a brain-sucking pack who had all turned into zombies and were on the attack.
No.
So we fought them and some Draculas and Frankensteins too. Cause you gotta love bar mitzvah even if you're not an
R. There's no such thing as Frankensteins.
Steins.
There's no plural to Frankenstein.
Becoming men. Men becoming wolves. Werewolf bar mitzvah. Hairy boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. I don't want this. I don't like this. This is scary. Turning into werewolves and stuff. You know? I got excited when I saw a poodle on the streets the other day. You know?
If that song is unfamiliar to you, that is because it is from 30 Rock, and you need to stop whatever it is you are doing right now, even if that is listening to our show, and go watch the entirety of 30 Rock. So
yeah,
right now. Yes.
Wow. I'm glad we did like a werewolf theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was thinking, you know, werewolves.
Yes.
What pertains specifically to werewolves? Well, of course, our good friend Twilight from the sixth grade.
Yes.
And so my curiosity for you, my question for you is, were you Team Edward or were you Team Jacob?
It's like I have been waiting my whole life to answer this question.
Okay, wow.
Anyone who is Team Jacob is dead to me.
Wow.
They are just wrong. Bella chooses Edward. She always liked Edward. That is the right choice.
Wow.
That is the right choice.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Were you Team Jacob?
To an extent.
Maybe Kim!
So here's where my argument lies.
Yes.
Of course, if you're reading the books, Edward is the man to go with. He is just such a nice guy, and he's lived for centuries and really just knows what's up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a good guy. The one for Bella.
Right, of course.
Right. And then even as you progress into the books later, you're like, Jacob's being a little creepy with like Bella's daughter, like kind of what's going on. Like this is getting a little, you're getting a little too close, you know, and she's like a baby and you're like a teenager. So, you know, that's a little sketchy. But if we're going straight off appearances, you can't deny that Jacob is more attractive than Edward.
I have always said,
okay,
I am Team Edward but also Team Taylor Lautner.
I see.
Although, actually, that was how I felt in sixth grade when the movies were coming out. I'm going to now revise it and say I do actually think Robert Pattinson's hotter than Taylor Lautner, but
okay.
I can understand why someone would disagree with that.
I think Robert Pattinson of Harry Potter is more attractive than Taylor Lautner, but I think Robert Pattinson of Twilight is significantly less attractive.
No, like, he's definitely, like, he's not good looking in the movie.
He's very, he's just, like,
he's so pale.
So feminine looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I think he looks good, like, when he's just walking around, like, street style, Robert Pattinson.
And I think, like, in the movie, they made him out to be too unlikable. Like, he was just creepy.
That's very fair.
Right? Like, I don't know about you, but I'm not about to fall in love with this guy that just sits outside my window at night. Like,
right.
That just doesn't sound very pleasing to me. Like, that's not on my list of, like, what I want in a guy. Like, I want him to be funny and smart and sit outside my window and stare at me at night. No, that's not really what I'm looking for. But there you go.
I loved the Twilight. I was obsessed with the Twilight
movie. You were a Twilight person.
I was.
Wow.
I, like, loved the books so much. I read all of them multiple times. I had a t-shirt that said official member of the I Love Edward Cullen fan club.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to... My friend got me tickets to the world premiere of Twilight, and I attended that.
No way.
And went to the after party and met Taylor.
Wait, the world premiere?
Yeah.
Like, in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Hollywood! Yeah.
Wow.
That was really exciting.
You were there.
I was there when history was being made, Mimi Kim.
You were at the after party.
I was at the after party, yeah.
That's incredible. So did you meet them?
I met the people that weren't, like, bogged down by fans. Like, Robert Pattinson was already too famous at that point.
Yes,
but like Taylor Lautner, nobody cared about him.
What?
So I took a picture with him. I took a picture with the director.
You have a picture with Taylor Lautner?
How have I not shown you this before?
Oh my goodness.
It's a radio show, so our fabulous listeners won't get to see it, but maybe Kim will get to
see
it.
Okay, I'm so excited. Well, my one connection with Twilight famous people is that my brother-in-law, actually, he manages the Gold... Well, he used to manage the Gold's Gym in Venice, which is where... What's his name? Oh, no, I'm blanking. You know the brother? The guy that plays the brother?
Oh,
Kellan Lutz. Kellan
Lutz. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's, yeah. He used to work out at Gold's Gym, which is obviously why he's so buff. Only because he worked out at that specific gym.
I've heard that.
Yeah, and so basically what would happened was he was, like, talking to him, and he's like, yeah, like, my girlfriend's younger sister was just, like, in this piano competition. I think it'd be, like, awesome if you sent her a video. And he, like, showed him a video of me playing piano.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kellan Lutz sent a video to me of his response.
Aww.
And he was like, you're, like, such a good piano player, like, all this stuff. And honestly, it was probably one of the greatest moments of my life.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
It was posted to my Facebook wall. Uh-huh. And I was the coolest kid in school.
As you should have been.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. I'm not going to lie. One of the greatest moments of my life. I've peaked, basically.
You have peaked?
I have peaked. It has been downhill since then.
As it, like, I mean, I just kind of don't know how it could get any better.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're very, very right.
Should we inform our listeners about ladder safety?
Of course.
Did you know that there's something very dangerous in your home?
No.
It could be hiding in a closet.
No.
Or waiting in the basement.
No.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable.
Oh, okay.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
What could it be? Oh, hold on.
Ah!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Wait, that's so many.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
I hate that
too. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. 150,000.
That's so many.
That's 30 times the amount of people that go to Tufts.
Wow.
If that puts it into perspective.
Although I don't think they did, how bad was everyone's injury, you know?
Into the trauma center.
I guess
center,
you're right, though. Like, if you are going into the trauma center, it, must be at least a little bad.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Gotta be safe on those ladders.
True.
Yeah. I'm one of those people that, I really like going on the ladders, you know? When we're putting up Christmas lights, my dad's trying to do things and, put up the lights and stuff. And I'm always like, no, Dad, I want to do this. And so, at the end of the day, he ends up holding the ladder down for me, and then I'm up there. Ugh. And it makes me feel so empowered.
The future is female, am I right, ladies?
You are right.
I will be wearing that shirt tomorrow.
Okay. Do we have any songs coming up?
We got a few. All
right.
We have The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and then Psycho Killer.
My mom loves The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Well, this one's for you, Mimi's mom.
There you go. Here we go.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you don't fight, no child, no.
Frankie, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum. When people come to see them, they really are a scream. The Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
You gotta love the Addams Family.
You gotta love the Addams Family. Well, did you have like a favorite character in the Addams Family?
I like didn't the most watch it.
Okay.
Like I don't like Wednesday, but like mostly just because like
everyone knows Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. What was the? I forgot the mom's name. I just remember she would like cut off all the heads of the roses.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And then just like put up the stems, which you know. It's an interesting way to live life, you know?
It's not how I would do it.
No, no, certainly not. But, you know, it's a choice that people make.
We all make choices.
And some better than others.
True.
Yeah, some choose to, you know, look at flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Some decide to cut them off.
That is true.
Yeah, there you go. So I wanted to end with one final question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, what is your Halloween costume this year? Or what has been your favorite Halloween costume in the past?
This year, I have 3 costumes.
Oh, wow.
Tomorrow,
overachiever.
I am a cat.
Okay, classic.
Classic. Boring, I know. The next day, I'm Kim Possible.
Mm.
And then the day after that...
Kim Possible.
I am Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
It is just... It was a... Shout out to my friend, Garen. I'm just going to wear pajamas and a crown.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited for you.
Do you have a costume?
I do. Me and my friend are going to be Christina and Meredith from Grey's Anatomy.
I love it.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm gonna probably be wearing scrubs in the future anyway, so should get used to it now.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight and to the town of